Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
And welcome back to Three Fates Decide.
It just sounds more dramatic that way.
All right, so this week we are going to be talking about...
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
One Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I mean, we always celebrated Easter.
Harry Potter the Half-Blood Prince.
So we're going to do another free talk, freestyle thing, no planned discussion.
At the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
We're going to hit the main highlights.
That is the thing, like what we were saying back in that episode.
A quick recap.
Three Fates Decide Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Three Fates Decide. My name is Sam, and I am doing another solo episode, except it's not really solo because I have a special guest. You all remember my sister Jen, or Jennifer, however she wants to be called on here. Say hi.
Hello.
And for our episode today, we are going to talk about a show that we both watched a few weeks ago. It's a docuseries called Shiny Happy People, Duggar Family Secrets. And it is available on Amazon Prime. It's 4 episodes, and it scared the ever-living crap out of both of us.
Yeah, you should probably add a trigger warning, because there's going to be talk about sexual assault, molestation.
Child abuse. Yeah.
Not pretty.
Yeah. So, kind of going into a brief summary, I think most people, I don't know, maybe outside of the U.S., but I think most American people know of the Duggar family. They were the focus of the TLC reality series called 19 Kids and Counting, or at least when it ended, it was called 19 Kids and Counting. I think it was like 17 or
it was
whatever.
A lot of kids.
They have a lot of kids.
A lot of kids and counting from, like, the very beginning. I think it started in 2008. So.
Yeah. Yes. And it follows a married couple named Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar. And I just remember, I've only seen a couple of episodes myself. I was never really fully interested in the show. But they're just ultra conservative, you know, people raise their kids to be the same, to where, like, their kids have to wear certain types of clothes. The women are the ones that run the house, cook the food, clean.
Completely subservient to the men in their life.
Yes. And when they want to date, they court, where they actually have to have, like, the kids have to have someone else there to watch until they get married. Basically, they're only allowed to hold hands and side hug.
Yeah.
And I think once they get engaged, then they might be able to do like a front hug, but they can't kiss until they're married.
Right. Their first kiss is
their wedding
when
day.
They get married. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's
which in and of itself is fine. I mean,
absolutely,
it's not something that I believe in, but in and of itself, like, that's, there's nothing wrong with, you know, having that ideology of, you know, not having a sexual relationship prior to marriage. Like, if that's what you believe in, like, that's fine. That's your own personal feelings. There's nothing wrong with that. It's when you start dictating every moment of your life in order to fit into this ideology that, you know, issues arise.
Yes, correct. So the series focuses, at least in the beginning, on the Duggar family. And I'll explain as to why I think they started it out this way. But as we mentioned, the show, when it ended, is 19 Kids and Counting, because Michelle and Jim Bob have 19 kids, all starting with the name, or with the letter J, which, okay.
I have no problem with the letter J, by the way. I think more people should be named with names that start with the letter J.
But they have Joshua, Jana, and John David, who were
twins.
Jill, Jessa, Ginger, Joseph, Josiah, Joanna, Jedediah, Jeremiah, Jason, James, Justin, Jackson, Joanna, Jennifer, Jordan, Grace, and Josie. So that's all 19 kids
right
by the time the show ends. Okay, so in 2015, the oldest son, Josh, started to have a lot of controversy around him. It started off where a police report came out and showed that he had sexually assaulted two of his sisters, as well as other females that we do not know of as of now.
They were never named.
Right. They stayed silent. After that, then in 2015 as well, he was on a list from the Ashley Madison data breach, which Ashley Madison was basically like a...
It was a website for men to cheat on their wives with. Yeah. You know, like, you find women that were willing to cheat with you.
Yeah. So, that came out. Then he, you know, admitted to watching pornography, which, with his religion and all that stuff, is a big no-no. He did wind up checking himself into rehab. I believe he called himself a sex addict.
Yeah.
And then, you know, came back out, and that was the end of it for a little while. Then in 2021, the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas recommended a federal investigation against Josh, because in November of 2019, as part of the U.S. Department of Justice initiative to protect children from sexual abuse, Homeland Security agents searched Josh's used car dealership and
found child pornography on his computers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a high point in the Duggars, I think. That really was the end of the Duggars. That kind of put an end to everything. And then, you know, eventually everything started coming out that the family knew about him molesting his sisters and hid it because, you know, they didn't want to lose the show. And so instead of, like, you know, doing anything about it, they just sent him to, you know, a camp, a work camp within the organization that they follow. Eventually, once it came out, they made those two girls, Jill and Jessa, do an interview with Megyn Kelly, you know, basically saying that the abuse wasn't a big deal and they forgive their brother and, you know, whatever. But they forced them to do that. Like, it's not for real, you know. Obviously it was traumatizing. If you watch Shiny Happy People, in one of the episodes Jill talks about it and you know how horrific it was that she felt forced to say these things. So they didn't necessarily forgive their brother. They didn't necessarily think it was not a big deal. They were victims of sexual abuse and they were forced to go on TV and say it wasn't a big deal. You know, no harm, no foul. We're fine. You know, we love our brother and that's it.
Right. And really the head puppeteer in all of that was Jim Bob, because right. Jim Bob is the head of the household. And as you watch the series, you learn the man of the house basically gets the final say in everything that his children, his wife, anyone does. So they really did not have a choice, as well as they were not treated fairly when it came to the show. So even when the show did get canceled, and there was a spinoff on Jill and Jessa, and the reason why they did the spinoff again was to show good faith after everything right. with the molestation.
And if you watch, you know, these four episodes, you know, Jill basically goes into, like, they were tricked into signing the contract to do the next show. They, you know, at that point, they were done. They were married. You know, Jill was married. She, you know, they were down in, I forget what country, but, you know, they basically were forced back, you know, to come back to the country to film the show. They forced themselves into the labor and delivery room when she gave birth, which was against her express wishes. But her father basically tricked her into signing a contract for the show, and then they didn't even get paid for it, which is incredible to me. Like, everything goes to Jim Bob.
Yep. TLC had paid the Duggar family an estimated $25,000 to $45,000 per episode, and the only one that ever reaped those benefits was Jim Bob.
Yeah.
All of his kids, even Jill and Jessa, who had that spinoff show where they were technically the stars, never saw a penny of any of that money.
Right.
So that just kind of shows a little bit of the Duggar family and, you know, kind of starts off where this is all going. Now, with this, the reason why I wanted to kind of do a background into the Duggar family is because of it all. The series also goes very deeply and focuses mostly, I think, into their religion.
Cult,
yes. So their cult is called the Institute of Basic Life Principles, or IBLP. And it is, as I can't even really just describe it off the top of my head. It's horrible.
It's as scary as you can imagine. Every aspect of a person's life is controlled through the leader, which was Gothard. What's his
name? Bill Gothard.
Bill Gothard. You know, I mean, it basically is a pipeline of the very worst that religion can offer.
Yes. And they obviously adhere to the Bible and quote-unquote Christian ideals, but they definitely take things a step or five or ten further than that. In terms of, like, the Bible and Christian ideals, they consider, as we mentioned, the men as the patriarch of the family. They're superior. The women are expected to obey in every way possible. They literally cannot say no to anything. It includes, you know, in the home, school, workplace, marriage in general. Women were raised to learn how to become good housewives, mothers, to give birth and raise their children. Also in the IBLP, and the men were chosen by the women's fathers to be their husbands. Women didn't get a choice. So right. There was instances where young women were married off to older men.
And there were several instances. They have interviews in these episodes of former members and, you know, marital rape, you know, they were not people. They were
objects.
They were belongings. Everyone belonged to the husband, the father. And then even once, you know, your daughters are married, they still answer to you. You're still the head of them, even though they are married. It's the whole thing was just very disturbing and disgusting. And, you know, I don't get it.
No. And, I mean, it starts from when the children are born. I mean, they're homeschooled. But they're not homeschooled in the way that, you know, you're learning reading, writing, arithmetic, you know, whatever. You're learning
the church's teachings
that they created themselves.
And I thought it was interesting, at one point, Jill, Duggar Dillard, I guess her last name is now, was talking, you know, about the teachings. And, you know, how she doesn't agree with all of it. But then she brought up, you know, schooling and how these children, other children can go to school and be indoctrinated and how that can still happen. But, you know, when you're homeschooled, that can't happen. So she's still very deeply, you know, in that mind of, you know, being in a public school or being out in the world, like you're going to be indoctrinated into these beliefs. Meanwhile, she's not aware or is not seeing that the homeschooling is actually what's doing the indoctrination.
Right. children are taught to obey God's message and the rules of their fathers, and that any violation of this leads to bad consequences. And they even say any type of illness is considered a consequence for not following the rules. They can be scolded, they can be beaten, they could be kicked out. It's horrible. And I just remember, you know, it starts even as babies. I just remember that one woman was talking about how her baby wouldn't stop crying.
So she beat them.
So she just beat it over and over and over to try and teach it to stop.
Well, even, you know, the mothers teach children, they'll as little kids, babies themselves, you know, crawling or whatever, that they'll put them on, you know, a blanket, and if they'll put, you know, something they want just outside of their reach, and if the baby goes to reach for whatever it is that they want, they'll hit them to get them to stop going for what they want. Which I don't care what language you use or what your beliefs are, that is flat out child abuse. It's flat out abuse. You're abusing infants who literally can't even protect themselves.
The show also focused a lot on what's called the Basic Seminar, which is the organization's inductory program. In 2020, the organization claimed that more than 2.5 million people had taken the Basic Seminar. It was endorsed by Mike Huckabee, who's basically a political figure and was a presidential candidate.
He was governor, too, right? I think he was governor of Arkansas.
I don't believe they call it the Basic Seminar anymore because of a lot of the things that they were teaching. But again, their schooling is nothing like what, you know, people learn in actual schools. It's all centered around their religion, including this Basic Seminar. There's also Advanced Training Institute, ATI, which is their homeschool curriculum. And according to the church, the curriculum is based on the Sermon on the Mount. It is composed of 54 pamphlets called Wisdom Booklets, and it began operations in 1984. So basically, they just, yeah.
They're creating uneducated fanatics.
Yes. They're also teaching men military things with their ALERT, which is the Air Land Emergency Rescue Team, and it's a training program for young men. And through this, a lot of men can go into the military,
the police department,
things like this. So, and as you watch and you kind of listen to a lot of this, you've seen that a lot of these people from the IBLP have already infiltrated a lot of American
government, small town government, state government, federal government, the whole background of all of this, the whole point of all of this is literally to take over everything.
Which, in my opinion,
has already happened. Has already started. You know, the whole point when you watch this is these far, far right extremists, you know, was to take over the Supreme Court, check. To reverse Roe v. Wade, check. To, you know, create all of these rules that basically are the fundamental beliefs of, you know, their cult, check.
Yeah, and I know when they were talking about different ways that they were already involved, obviously a lot of them run for governors or some sort of state legislature. There was many that were involved in Trump's, you know, office, cabinet, whatever, you know, whispering in his ear, which is one of the, you know, many reasons why, you know, a lot of things happened, I'm sure. Yeah.
Watching that really made the last 5 or 6 years make sense.
Yeah.
It really, you know, was eye-opening to the fact that these people literally were trying to do exactly what has happened.
Yeah. And they've been succeeding. And, you know, now the goal is, you know, you got to try and fish them out before they basically complete their mission. But their mission is to completely take over the U.S. and, you know, basically make everyone part of the IBLP. And I don't know what will happen over the next couple years. I honestly think, you know, for anyone who has paid attention to American politics, and I know we don't like to talk about politics in this show and we're not really going political, but there is a lot of Christian nationalists that are being very outspoken here in the U.S. And I do believe a lot of them stem from this.
Yeah, the top six, like the top six members, like, you know, famous members, political members, you know, whatever the case may be, of IBLP are Mike Huckabee, who was former Republican candidate for president. There's Sarah Palin, who, again, former vice presidential candidate, governor, former governor of Alaska. Rick Perry, former Texas governor and presidential candidate. Sonny Perdue, who is the former governor of Georgia. David Green, who's the founder and CEO of Hobby Lobby, who, you know, has issues. Madison Cawthorn, who was removed, basically, from his seat in Congress for sexual misconduct. So, yeah, it's scary. The people that, you know, are in charge of things, have, you know, a place in power, that are a member or a follower or a donator to a cult, and a very scary cult at that.
Right. And really what has helped this cult is the fact that the Duggars had a long-standing reality show that brought a lot of it to light. I believe they said that since, you know, TLC was airing the show, they're, you know, they've had so many people join, which is terrifying. And it does show, you know, how there are people who can very easily fall in line with something. If they find one little thing that kind of matches up with an ideal, they'll jump in, you know, feet first and go for it. So,
well, and not only that, but, you know, you see something on TV, you're seeing an edited version of any single instance, you know. Reality TV is not reality. You know, it's edited. There's storylines, you know, it's taking away all the negative and only showing you the happy, or, you know, is showing, you know, is creating a reality. So people watched this show and thought, oh, well, you know, look at these people. They're conservative. They're family oriented. They believe in God. They believe, you know, it doesn't dig deeper than, it's not even surface level. It's a fake surface. You know, it just really creates unrealistic view of what's happening.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the only other thing that I can honestly say about the IBLP is, again, the founder, creator, whoever, Bill Gothard, you know, he's the one that really started pushing these ideals about, you know, the men being in charge, the women are only there to not only have children, but have many, many, many children. Basically, they're creating an army, by the amount of kids that they're having. And, you know, that's like his biggest belief, is to just have as many children as possible. This man is not married himself. He has zero kids, but they're following him. I don't understand. You're following a man who tells you this is the way that God wants, you know, things, that you know, women have multiple children. And yet he hasn't, neither a wife nor a child, at least,
right,
that he knows of. Because there were girls that on this series that mentioned that they were very they had gotten very close with him. And so who knows?
They were being groomed.
They were being groomed, yeah. So you never really know if he has children or not. But in terms of the show, as we mentioned, besides previous people that did manage to get away from the cult, the only Duggar member was Jill Duggar and her husband, Derek. They're the only two from the family that were on the show. They have completely separated themselves from the Duggar family. And I'm happy for them. I know they also have a book coming out soon. So if you are interested to kind of see what Jill more specifically kind of went through, you can, you know, keep an eye out on that. You also had Jim Bob's sister, Deanna Duggar, and her daughter, Amy King, that were also on there. Deanna talked about how she was forced to marry someone who raped her repeatedly. She honestly thought that he was going to kill her, and she did manage to run away before that happened, which is horrifying. And then Amy, who always had a love for her family. In fact, she was on the show a little bit, you know, here and there. And she has also completely separated herself from the Duggar family. So, you know, they see what was going on and no longer wanted to be a part of it. Because, again, it's just has grown so much over the last several years and just progressively gets worse. I was reading, I was looking up the IBLP, and the very first sentence, now granted this is Wikipedia, so someone wrote this, but it basically says IBLP is a non-denominational Christian fundamentalist organization, which says everything you need to know right there in that one sentence.
Their business is making money. That's their business. Their business is making money and putting people in places that can get things done for them. That's the job of any cult. That's the job of any cult. It's never about the actual religion. Like, that's just a cover. You know, it's all about making money, having, you know, your army of people that worship you and will do whatever it is that you ask them to do or tell them to do, and getting other people who are your followers in positions of power to make life easy for you. Every cult is the same exact way.
Yes. And just for people, I know we have a lot of followers that don't live in the U.S., and you may be wondering why this would even matter to you, but this cult is actually in, I believe I read, like 12 other countries.
Yeah, they're pretty big in Mexico, Romania, Australia, Hong Kong, New Zealand, South Korea, and Southeast Asia. So, you know, they're spreading their wings, and, you know, they're in Canada, Taiwan, you know, they're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, and they want world domination, basically. Yeah. They want to take over, and if you think that it's not serious, just look at already what's happening in American politics.
This isn't just an American problem. It may have started as as a problem here, but they are infiltrating other countries.
Yep. So if you haven't watched the series, I highly recommend, just so that you can get a little bit more knowledge as to what this cult is, what they go by, what they do. I'm telling you, you'll have chills, because it really was scary.
It was like watching the scariest movie you've ever seen, but the only difference is it's not fake. It's real. It's happening. It has happened. It's going to continue to happen. You're literally watching a 4-episode scary movie where every single part of it is 100% true.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, with now this docu-series being out, more things will come out about it, more people will learn about it, and then maybe, you know, everyone else can stand together and stop the spread, basically, and you know, stop this cult from expanding even more. Other cults have been at least slowed down. I'm sure, well, hopefully one day it'll happen here, but we'll have to see what happens.
Did you like what you heard on our episode today? Well, then feel free to come back and listen to us again. You can find us on all different streaming sites, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Spotify, you name it, we're there. And if you really like us, feel free to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Three Fates Decide. That's THREE Fates Decide. You can also email us at threefatesdecide@gmail.com. And check out our website at threefatesdecide.com to find other episodes, information about your three hosts, and all of our other links. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Three Fates Decide.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new book trivia podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.